Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Cyclone Steve, and here's what he has to say. Sane Main, I'm writing to you today because you said something in a recent video that I think was demonstrably incorrect, in the red pill versus black pill video, and I'm hoping you'll talk about it. About 6 minutes into that video, you said that precious metals only have value because people think they have value. This is clearly untrue. Gold and silver are used in many things. About 0.25 ounce of silver is used in most solar panels. While I own and have made money in cryptocurrencies, they are the holdings that only have value because people think they have value. If the price of Bitcoin or some other coin started dropping and we found out that China had gotten control of over 50% of the chain verification computers and was validating fraudulent transactions to make money, it's Bitcoin that would ultimately drop to zero because it has no physical use and only has value because people think it has value. Perhaps you can make that clarification in one of your videos. Anyways, keep up the great work. Well, Cyclone Steve, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Your timing couldn't be better. And no, I'm not getting married. But yes, I'm considering selling all my Bitcoin in the next 4 to 5 weeks, if the price action doesn't actually match up to previous years. As of scripting this, it's late September and prices are around $43,000. If the price doesn't rise to around somewhere around $55,000 by the end of October or early November, it might be time to head for them Nar Hills. I promised everyone I would let them know when I finally sell. This is a very important video update if you hold Bitcoin, the king of crypto and altcoins. I had to share this to clear my conscience and get it out sooner rather than later. As for your point, Steve, you're talking about intrinsic value. Yes, there is demand for gold jewelry and to wrap around your steak at a fancy restaurant, or silver and medicine and solar panels. But the greatest demand for those particular commodities is for monetary metals. But the problem is that young people don't want gold and silver anymore. They want Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Young people think that crypto has value, so they aren't buying anywhere near as much gold as they used to, and instead are buying NFTs, meme stocks, altcoins, and Bitcoin. I look on Kitco News all the time, and it's all guys over the age of 60 talking about $5,000 gold. But you don't hear young people talking about it that much. As far as I'm concerned, gold is old. As for China, having 50% of the on-chain verification, Bitcoin would probably do a hard fork again, similar to what happened with Bitcoin Cash. Besides, China has kicked out most of the miners, so we won't really have to worry about that right now. The hash rate is also recovering. I've heard there are actually shortages in industrial silver, and it's going to shoot up in value. But I also hear that there are many newly married couples that are getting crypto instead of gold and silver in India, which is the greatest consumer of the yellow metal. The old intrinsic value argument is quickly losing steam. And what about something like osmium? That's 100 times more rare than gold, and it's been going up in price rapidly. Before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Sandman selling all of his crypto to pay for his dream wedding, Clown World Show. Steve Gold used to be used in electronics, and now we're seeing methods to make copper take on the properties of gold. What happens if someone figures out a way to not use silver to manufacture solar panels anymore? The adoption rate for gold is falling, while the adoption rate for Bitcoin is only growing. Right now, 14.7 million of the 18 million coins out there haven't moved in the last year. I think that everyone is sitting and waiting, hoping for the last 3 months of this year. In previous runs, Bitcoin would typically gain 30 to 40% on each of the last 3 months of the last year in the bull cycle. If that doesn't pan out in October, I'm predicting that many people such as myself will lose faith if that happens. All of the on-chain data right now is very bullish. Even Jim Cramer has said that you should sell your Bitcoin and lock in your profits before the price falls. The guy is a clown and told people to buy Bear Stearns before it crashed to zero. So he might be telling everyone to sell their Bitcoin before it runs up at the end of 2021. Jamie Dimon has also said that you're a fool if you buy Bitcoin on credit using leverage. Why is he saying that now in the most traditionally bullish part of the crypto run? Is he trying to influence people not to buy it at all? Or buy as much as they normally would have? My plan was always to sell it at near the end of the run. Most people are thinking that way too. For example, the YouTuber Anthony Pompliano was asked where he thought the price of Bitcoin would be in 2022, and he said he thought it would be crashing. If he believes that, then so do many other people in the space that are fully invested. My strategy was to get out and go into tech stocks for 2 or 3 years before buying it again. The plan was to buy back what I sold and then in the next run just leave it because money wouldn't matter at that point. But life has a way of changing your plans for you. Things change, so you have to stay flexible. I'm confident that in 3 years it'll start to go up again. I'm just not confident that towards the end of this year that it will. Could this all be a head fake? Sure. But it could also be that there's demand that's all tapped out and people are going into altcoins and putting their money there instead, trying to get rich in a hurry. And this is hurting the Bitcoin price. We could see a wave of speculators swoop in at the last minute, like we've seen before, to pump it up briefly to a $100,000 level and leave retail investors holding the bag. But I still believe that Bitcoin is the future and adoption is growing twice as fast as the internet in 1996 or 7. But if things change and people start losing interest, or the interest starts slowing, then it's time to reconsider. A year and a half ago, I was mostly invested in government bonds and blue chip dividend stocks. Today, the government bonds have been replaced with blue chip stocks, and my dividend stock allocation has gone into growth/tech stocks. Crypto has replaced my gold and silver stocks. All that because of rising asset inflation thanks to money printing. As far as I'm concerned, the surest investment bet is to basically buy good companies with solid cash flows that are growing at 10 to 20% a year. That's the best way to protect your wealth, by growing it. I've also learned over the last few years that there are financial cheat codes to life, but they expire after about a year or so. For me, Bitcoin has been one of those in the last year. Before that, I was promoting the Brave browser and getting paid in basic attention tokens. Now it's growth stocks that have network effects and fast rising earnings boosting their prices. But not all of them are good. For example, I don't like Apple, Facebook, and Netflix. Their rates of growth and innovation have slowed. Plus, they're no longer a monopolies in their space. As I was saying, those financial cheat code strategies have more than replaced my income from being demonetized on YouTube. If the Bitcoin run is over, unfortunately, the lover bot or virtual sex system might have to be put on the back burner for a few years. I've won another major financial battle with Bitcoin. So far, even though I was expecting to win the whole financial war, which is now in doubt. Steve, people are losing their love for the shiny metal, and more people than ever believe that decentralized worlds of Bitcoin and other crypto promises us more. But many other people are just using it and other cryptos as a speculative vehicle to buy Lambos with. Again, let's see what happens in the next month or so. I'm probably going to make another video covering this when I eventually pull the trigger. If it doesn't reach all-time highs and stays where it is and starts to decline, I hope to hit the exits before most people figure out what's going on out there. Steve, you're right that people only have faith in Bitcoin because they believe it has value. I'm just like you. I have physical gold and silver in addition to it. But unlike Bitcoin, I have no intentions of selling my metals because they're an insurance policy if the real shit hits the fan. Also, people only value the US dollar because of faith as well. In the end, the only things I see value in are real estate and stocks and companies that provide some sort of valuable goods or services. As the global economy continues to digitize, I see a lot more people valuing Bitcoin, but it's not going to be a straight line up, obviously. What I'd really be happy with is having my financial assets set up where my net worth went up $200,000 or $300,000 a year in growth stocks. If I don't get enough value from Bitcoin this run, then I'll get it in the next in 4 or 5 years, and then financially be free, finally. That will happen if Bitcoin only goes up 2 or 3 times in value during the next run. Who knows, it still might do that at the end of 2021. But I'm becoming less and less hopeful about that. If I had bought it when it was $55,000 or $60,000, I would still hold it for the next 4 years, until it eventually recovers. I know people that bought it between $15,000 and $20,000 in 2017, and held until they doubled or tripled that initial investment. If you bought it when it was $55,000 or $60,000, I would hold it for the next 4 years until it recovers. So if you get caught with a falling price, you might as well stay where you are, unless you want to harvest some tax losses for gains you made elsewhere. I could also be wrong and Bitcoin might shoot up early next year, when no one is expecting it, and the price will just rise and rise. But I don't see how that's going to happen if everyone gets disappointed that there's no run-up at the end of 2021, and more specifically on October of 2021 to boot. I'm hoping it moves higher, but I'm prepared for if it doesn't. Instead of making 3.5 times what I paid for it, at the $64,000 top, Now I'm up about 2.5 times higher. It's still the best performing investment that I've ever bought. And originally I just wanted some to supplement my income, with only 10% of my net worth put into it. But I decided to say what the hell and put 30% in. I missed so many great investing opportunities like buying houses in Canada back in 2010, when they were $500,000, and now they're worth $1.2 million. I was going to bet the farm and buy Google right after the IPO at around 90 bucks, but chickened out there as well. Even if I had bought it, I probably would have sold it when it got to 200 bucks and thought that I was a winner. Little would I know that it would go up into multiple thousands. I also wanted to buy PayPal back in the day, but didn't. I knew all these things were good investment opportunities at the time, but I just couldn't pull that trigger. Right now, my spidey sense is screaming to me that Wall Street is actually manipulating Bitcoin so it could go in either direction depending on what's the most profitable for those Wall Street whales. A lot about timing in life is knowing when to buy something, which is more important than when to sell it. I don't really see Bitcoin crashing under 20,000, and I'll still be in the green even if that happens. But I've had to be ready to leave the market at any moment. If it wasn't for crypto, I never would have felt comfortable enough investing in growth stocks because I wouldn't be able to handle the volatility. Call me crazy, but I believe that everything happens in life for a reason. And when life gives you a cow, it's time to make some of that cheddar. It's also important not to lose your mind and fall in love with an investment just because it's good to you in the past. Sometimes listening to your simp's intuition is a good thing. You need an exit strategy when it comes to relationships, your career, as well as your investments. I'm sure there will be people in the comments saying, Sandman was wrong and I told you so. But I've still more than doubled my money, so laugh at me all you want. Plus, when you listen to this, I'll still be holding Bitcoin for a few weeks regardless of what happens. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Cyclone Steve for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that people are probably smashing the reply button to leave a snarky comment about why I'm thinking of selling my Bitcoin. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think I'm a loser for only doubling my money in a year away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.